Hi FM, 101.9 megahertz of life.
Professor Barry Shube, Professor Emeritus of Virology at Wits University, as well as the former Executive Director of the National Institute of Communicable Diseases. Prof, I did say before, as the show started, there's no prizes for guessing what we're going to be talking about this afternoon, I reckon.
I wonder.
Nah, Prof, what is your take on this super spreader event and the rage issue?
Yeah, you know, a lot has been said about it, and I'm not sure I can really add very much more, but I think it's really important to kind of again emphasize the kind of issues related to rage. Now, by the way, where does the term rage come from? It's a strange name. But anyway, in either event, you know, I just forgot from Asola now that, you know, they've got 110 active cases at the moment. More than half of those, 67, came in the last 2 days from rage directly.
Yeah.
So this is probably the tip of the iceberg. You know, there are probably many more that are either don't have any symptoms or have very mild symptoms and don't think they need to go onto that sort of register. There's probably also a bit of a stigma now not to go onto it. So I think there are many, many more that are infected. Truth be told, you know, in the Ministerial Advisory Committee, we did warn against having rage, to try and cancel rage. But what came back at us was, you know, it's been a hard year for the kids. You know, let them let their hair down. Unfortunately, when the hair gets let down, the masks also come down. I don't know what else comes down, but also the masks come down and the socializing and the alcohol, you know, it all kind of is a congregate crowd, which is this recipe for the super spreading event. The problem, of course, you'll say, okay, these are youngsters, probably the great majority will only have mild disease, but they're coming back to their families. And this is why we kind of had it, and spreading, you know, to people that are vulnerable.
Yeah.
So then we had a directive going out ourselves and the Department of Health that to treat all those coming back from rage as potentially being infected. And therefore they all need to be quarantined. We've advised 14 days, Department of Health 10 days, so at least 10 to 14 days quarantined for all those people coming back from rage. And you know, the reason why that we really kind of were quite strong on this is, let me give you two examples of the power of a super spreading event of COVID.
Yeah.
One of them you might laugh at a bit is the nuclear aircraft carrier USS Theodore Roosevelt. This is quite recent, appeared in the New England Journal of Medicine. That nuclear aircraft carrier has 4,779 personnel, young, fit sailors, a median age of about 27. One individual was infected, the mild illness. And this individual, over a course of 5 weeks, infected 1,331 of those sailors. Four
wow.
Landed up in ICU, and probably some of them will have permanent complications, and one died. And let me give you another example, which is maybe even closer to home, and that's a wedding reception in the state of Maine. There's the bride and groom actually came from California, right the other side of the United States, and they wanted a kind of a semi-rural atmosphere for their wedding. So they booked in with 50 guests, 50, that's all, and a lodging in a small town in Maine. It wasn't a restaurant. The staff were masked. They did temperature screening and so on. Anyway, to cut a long story short, one of the 50 guests did have COVID, was infected. And attended the reception. He infected 30 cases of the guests. Then it spread to the local countryside, 27 more cases and one death. Long-term facility also outside the town, 38 cases, 6 deaths. Correctional facility, 82 cases. So for this one case, 177 people were infected and 7 died. So the bride and groom have gone over the legacy that of their wedding.
With that. This is
the problem. Look, we understand people have to have wedding function. We understand there have to be simchas and celebrations and so on. But you know, to try and get the message out that we still need to kind of keep our guard up. Cause you know, these are tragic events. Thank God we haven't had it in our community. But we risk it because what comes back to me, a lot of these functions is that the guard does let down. The masks come down, people are socializing, physical distancing goes by the board and so on. So, yeah, rage is just one of those.
Yeah, I find it absolutely fascinating, Prof, that smart people, clever people, insightful people, when it comes to their children, there suddenly is a whole different paradigm at play. I was talking to a headmaster the other day who told me that for a year he's been given hell by parents as to the laxness of the requirements at the school. How dare they, that they don't ensure that everybody has a mask on at all time and they don't keep the 2 meters all the time. And the very next thing, there's a valedictory or a matric dance, and suddenly those very same parents are taking pictures of 15 kids huddled together, no masks, nothing, because they deserve the matric dance. So
they had a hard year.
Yeah. We have had a hard year. But as you said, Prof, you know, tell that to your grandparents when they're ill. It's difficult to live with that. Yeah. Professor Shoup, as always, thank you so very much. We will catch up with you at the same time tomorrow.
Great. Thanks very much, Simon. All the best.